Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I want to talk to you about few means few. And let's read Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, that's our Savior telling us there's going to be few. So when we look around and we see how few there is, we really shouldn't be marveling, because he told us right there that it was few. And Brother James was just talking to somebody, a brother on the phone, and this brother he was speaking with is starting to realize how few there really are. Few true believers out there, sisters. And I'm sure if you're honest with yourself, you see that as well. Sometimes we don't want to look at that. We don't want to face it. Sometimes our flesh wants to hope for something that may not be there. You know, like, oh, my family and my friends and everybody's going to want to hear this. But once you start realizing how few it is, well, God keeps showing you how few it really is. And I wanted to read Genesis 18 to give us another example of how few is. Here, let me go there. I'm going to read Genesis 18, 16 through 33. And the men rose up from thence. Oh, this was about Abraham. You can go look, read the whole thing of Genesis. It's Abraham and about Sodom and Gomorrah. So that kind of gives you a preface of what we're going to be talking about. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, and slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord, which am I but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 50 of the 5 of the 50 righteous, wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O Lord, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there should be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. So let me point something out there. He said he won't destroy it for 10's sake, right? Well, Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed. That means there wasn't even 10. So how many were there? How many came out? You sisters probably know. 4 minus 1, really only 3. So Lot, his wife, and 2 daughters left. But even Lot, I just want to read Genesis 19, 16. It said, and while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his 2 daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Genesis 19 shows that even Lot was hesitating, and the Lord had mercy on him. So they had to help Lot out. His wife turned back and turned into a useless pillar of salt. And what did his two daughters do? So you see, I'm just kind of pointing out the wickedness of sin and what it can do to even righteous people. So three people came out of there, out of all that. Not even 10, and it was destroyed. So it kind of shows you few. We also know how many got on the ark, 8. And as Brother James is always saying, we know that one of them was righteous, and it was Noah. His family and his sons, his wife and his sons and their wives, we don't really know exactly if they were truly following the Lord or not. It just talks about Noah. And so we know few is few, but you know what? I share all this with you not to distress you and to cause you to be sad or hopeless. I want it to embolden you and bolster you, because we just got done reading in Matthew 7 how our Lord said there would be few. So when we go through this life, first of all, we see in the Old Testament all the examples of few. And we go through this life as sisters in Christ, biblically dressing, head covering, submitting, standing out from the world. We're totally opposite from them. We can pretty much see who are the brethren out there just by walking down the street. I'm not saying somebody couldn't just be freshly born again and not seen it yet, but in general, you see few. I can almost guarantee most of you sisters out there don't know hardly any true blue born again sister saints who are striving in all obedience or trying to the best of their ability that they can. So you see how few there really are. And I want you to know that and understand it, because it makes the things of God even more and more precious. Think about if there were diamonds laying all over the ground everywhere, it'd be worth nothing or very little. Now you find one or two and they're precious. So just think about that. Hopefully that encourages you. And then the main point of this, what I wanted to point out to you, is what we see when people realize how few really is few. And how they have to stand there on their own. It's like Brother James always says, be the Noah in your generation. Be the Noah where God has you. Stand right where you are. I want to encourage you in this, because we know sisters and brothers who are standing in situations that are troublesome. But the people around them are watching, and we see them greatly impacted. So I want you to understand that God has everybody where he wants them, and they're doing his works right where they are. So continue to do that. And I want to warn you about something, and I kind of got off track a little bit there, but I'm going to get back on it now. Fellowship idolatry, what happens when people come to the Lord and they strip their lives down and they're born again and they start looking around. They're like, oh, everybody wants to know this. That's how we were. And when you realize, no, many people hate God. They literally hate him. Most people don't want nothing to do with you. And the closer you get to the Lord, the further away the world gets from you. And if you're looking at it with the wrong point of view, you're going to become distressed and you're going to fall into fellowship idolatry. So if we set our mind on things above, just like we're told to in the scriptures, all the rest of this will, you know, seek the kingdom of God and all this will be added unto you. That's what happens. We focus on the Lord and things above and all the rest of this few isn't really going to matter to us. But if you focus on the wrong things and you go, oh my, it is really few. Oh, how am I ever going to do this? How can I stand here? Well, you can do all things through Christ and through his power, but you're focused on the wrong thing. Now, all of a sudden you go, well, what about this person over there? They're close to the truth, but not quite. I know they kind of have some sin, but I'll overlook it because I'm being righteous and obedient, but they're not. So that's their problem. So good. I got some fellowship with that person. That's called fellowship idolatry. And if you don't help that person out of their sin, James says, to him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it's sin. Now you're in sin. The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? So I'm just trying to encourage you, sisters, several points here. Few is few. I want you to grasp that. So you're not looking around and being concerned about that. Grasp it. Look at it. Know it. Grasp it. Understand it. Believe it. And move on. And the other one was not to become ensnared with fellowship idolatry. The Lord gives us everything we need. The peace, the joy, the comfort, the strength, everything we need to get through this world to be a sister soldier for him. He's got a job for you right where you are, even if you're alone for the rest of your life. And you're not alone, because if you're listening to this and you're my true sister, I will help you. I have sisters that will help you. And Brother Jim is here to help. He's helping brothers. So we kind of, this just kind of popped in my mind, Acts 2, they house to house daily. Well, we're not physically together, but I house to house with sisters every day over the internet. It's what we have today. So praise God for that. We rejoice in what we have today. And in that, in this day, I've just shared some encouragement with you about few is few. Don't fall into fellowship idolatry, and that you can stand right where you are. Look at all the examples we have in the Old Testament of few. There weren't many prophets, were there? And what happened to them? Jesus echoes, that may happen to us too. So let us stand and rejoice for the hope that lies before us if we strive on in holiness and obedience and set our minds on things above. So praise God for that. Hopefully that's been an encouragement. And I look forward to coming back to you with more encouragement. Go to the sisters blog. I'm trying to update something every day for encouragement. And let me know how I can help you in the faith. We love you all. May God be praised.